Fantas, great to have you back with us on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Joining us is Steve Gilbert. He covers the Arizona Diamondbacks for MLB.com. And, of course, Steve and Nick Pecoro. And we love having you guys on. When I see Arizona on the schedule, I know I'm going to have a good weekend talking to you and Nick. And I appreciate you being on with us today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. Always a lot of fun to be on with you. And I always feel like I get a little bit of cool weather when I'm talking to you on the phone because, you know, it's nice and hot here in Arizona, so we could use some of that cool weather.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Of course, we're up here and you're down there. We know the way things are in baseball today. How is the weather down in Arizona? What's it like right now? Of course, it's August the 22nd.
Well, we're melting right now. We've set a record for most days in the summer over into the triple digits in terms of 110 or more. So it's been pretty toasty here.
All right. Well, we have baseball, and you know we caught up with you just a few weeks ago. How is the coverage going? Is it getting easier? And I'll say this before you answer it. I admire the players who can do this on the road and then still go out and play a major league game with all the criticism and second guessing at the highest level. So how is it for you? Has it gotten any easier? And also, if you want to comment on the players, the way they've handled the road.
Yeah, you know, I think this whole virus situation has challenged us as a society in ways that we probably never expected. And I think you start to see the ingenuity of people and how we can come up with workarounds when we need to. And I think that's fascinating to watch. And I know when we started covering games via Zoom calls and watching games on TV instead of actually traveling to them, it was awkward, but I think you get more and more comfortable and you just figure out ways to deal with it and do the best you can. And I think you'll see in players that are doing the same thing. They're adjusting their routines. You know, they can't get to the ballpark quite as early anymore because they don't want them gathered, you know, in clubhouses as much. They're finding ways to get workouts in outside instead of inside. It's a lot of creativity that's going on. And certainly to see them the way they're able to do this and pull this season off so far has been very interesting and really is a testament to how creative people can get when you really want to, when you need to.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's admirable because let's face it, you know, we cover these games on the radio and you do, of course, and you've got radio broadcast, TV broadcast. We cover this. We don't give them any leeway. This is a championship season, and if they make a mistake or don't go to the right base or have a brain spasm or whatever it may be on the field, we cover it.
Yeah, it's the same. They're being judged by the same standards as usual. And, you know, we talked to Mike Hazen, general manager of the Diamondbacks, just a couple of days ago, and one of the questions that I think it was Nick that asked him, and Nick Pecoro asked him was, you know, are you more hesitant to make a trade in the trade deadline for someone and give up a bigger piece because maybe winning a World Series in a season like this doesn't mean as much? And Mike said, no, not at all. I mean, if we're going to play, you want to win. And you know, they're treating this just like it's a regular season. And I think that's kind of the mentality that we've all tried to bring to our jobs because I think fans deserve that. They deserve the kind of coverage that we normally try and provide, even if we have to get creative about it. And they deserve that the kind of play on the field, even if the players have to make some adjustments too, because I think that this whole thing is being done in large part because we want to provide entertainment to fans and who need this on a daily basis. And it helps out a lot of people who are dealing with a lot bigger issues right now. So it's nice to be able to do that.
No, absolutely. Well said. Steve Gilbert, MLB.com. He covers the Diamondbacks. Steve, let's talk about Arizona a little bit. An awful start, a good spurt there in the middle, and now they're in the middle of a four-game, I think it's a four-game losing streak now. Is that right for the
Diamondbacks? Three-game losing streak, yeah.
Three-game losing streak for them right now. They've only scored four runs in those three games. They're 5-10 on the road. They're 13-14. You want to just take us through a little bit of the ups and downs of the Diamondbacks?
Yeah, I think, you know, early on it was clear that the offense was a big concern for them. It just wasn't producing. And when they did start to play better, and it started against the Astros back at home a couple weeks ago, It was the offense that picked up the pace, and they went to Colorado and they tied a record for most runs they'd ever scored in a three-game series there. And they started to feel really good coming home. Like, okay, they had this figured out. Like, you know, they were rolling. And they went through a homestand that was an undefeated 5-0 homestand, and then took to the road feeling good about themselves. And they got to Oakland, and boy, the offense just disappeared again. The A's beat them twice, and you saw last night what happens when they're just not scoring runs. And they had no answer for the Giants, who were able to wait out Robbie Ray and get some good pitches to hit last night.
What's your take on the Giants? And I've said this on the show a lot today. You know, if this was a normal season and we're getting close to the all-star break, so to speak, the halfway point, you'd say, okay, the first few months we want to try to figure out who we are. And in this crazy little 60-game season, we're kind of at the point where I think the Giants are starting to figure out who they may be. And I think, you know, you take away the meltdowns in the ninth inning, which, you know, you win 99% of the time. They're actually on a pretty good roll right now.
Well, they have some players there. They have some building blocks, it seems like. I haven't seen a ton of them, but a ton of their games. But Joey Bart last night had some good at-bats. It seems like, you know, Mike Yastrzemski's fun to watch play. I enjoy watching him play. So I think they do have some pieces there in San Francisco. And as you said, boy, those ninth inning losses, they can really suck the life out of a team and really change people's perspectives. But again, you know, if they get some good pitching and Tyler Anderson, some other guys that they have, you know, they could be a little quicker rebuilding job than people might have thought going in.
You think that? Well, let's talk about the division here. We've been lucky in the West End. Steve, I've said this on the air. The Met-Yankee series is postponed this weekend. We've had the Cardinal issue, the Cincinnati issue, the Marlins. The central part of the country in the East have had to go through COVID-19. Luckily, out here, we've avoided that. We have a real race going in the West. What do you think about the race in the West? Because let's face it, you got two teams that are getting in the expanded playoffs, so who's going to come in second? And then really, when you look at the amount of losses, 13 for Colorado, 14 for the Diamondbacks, 16 for the Giants, with 32 to go, so to speak, there's still a lot of room to have a race here.
Yeah, I think that the Padres are a fun team to watch. They are young, and they are athletic, and they are exciting, and they enjoy playing the game. And, you know, Diamondbacks saw them. They're done with them for the year already, and I think Diamondbacks are happy to be done with them after the way they played against them. But they played 10 games already against the Padres, who look like they're ready to contend all season long. The Rockies did not look as good against the Diamondbacks as they have against some other teams, and I'm not sure. I never know how to figure out the Rockies, Marty. Yeah. Sometimes they look good, and then they just go into these stretches where they just really scuffle. And then you got the Diamondbacks again, another team. What do you make of them? They bad stretch, good stretch, now a not so good stretch. So I think that's going to be interesting with all the different playoff races and teams that make the playoffs. I should say it makes for an interesting playoff race. And I think this last month of the season could be pretty interesting for those final couple spots.
Yeah, I think so. It's wide open. As we start play today, the Dodgers have won 2 in a row. Padres have won 5 in a row. Colorado's lost 5 in a row. Arizona, as Steve said, lost 3 in a row. And the Giants have won 4 in a row and could have even made it a little bit better, but for the crazy weekend against the A's. Well, last night, Robbie Ray. Steve, I watched this guy pitch, and I watch him pitch. Maximum effort. We can hear the grunting on TV. I know he's been a Diamondback for a while, but can he get moved? Would anybody want him?
Well, it's a great question, and it's something that they struggled with at the trade deadline last year. You know, there were some teams interested in him. Diamondbacks couldn't get quite what they were looking for and ended up trading Zach Greinke instead of Robbie. Brought him back this year, even though in the offseason they probably had some other offers for him as well. Just never got what they thought that he was worth. And I think maybe it's possible some teams have looked and said, you know, he struggles to throw strikes and he's got such dominant stuff. And, you know, you feel for a guy on a personal level because you watch him and he's redone his mechanics. a number of times, just in this year I'm talking about. He lost a ton of weight during the off season, is in the best shape he's been in, redid his whole diet, the workout routine, and he looked great in spring training. He looked great in summer camp. It just hasn't translated once the games started counting, and it's frustrating for him because the stuff is there. You can see that. A left-hander throws in the mid-90s and a wipeout slider. He struggles with that, locating his pitches, and his pitch count gets up high, and he doesn't pitch deep in the games.
No, tough one. To me, he looks like a short reliever. That's just my opinion, because I just think he has trouble getting through four or five innings without real trouble. Hey, today, on the other hand, Zach Gallen, who came over for Chaz Chisholm, a highly touted prospect of the Diamondbacks from the Marlins, this guy has pitched great. He's gone five starts, hasn't won a game. His ERA is 2.40. That's so unusual in today's world of starting a season like that. But this guy's been terrific. What should we expect today?
You know, I'm still trying to figure out how the Marlins let this kid go. He has not had a bad outing for the Diamondbacks. In fact, he has not given up more than three runs in any of his starts, including back to last year in the big leagues. That's a National League record, and he surpassed a couple starts ago. He surpassed a name I know you're gonna love hearing, Steve Rogers of the Expos, right, from the 70s, who did that when he first came up. So he's got a good fastball. He's got a cutter that he throws now too. A really good changeup. That's one of his better pitches. He can mix them up. He throws them at any count. He's really been impressive for them, and he's a competitor. Matter of fact, when he went out there last time, you know, he looked so good early in the game that by the third inning, Torey Lovello walked down to the training staff and said, "Okay, I need you to start putting together what a maximum pitch count, absolute drop dead maximum pitch count would be for him, just in case he's in the seventh inning or eighth inning and has a no hitter going." That's how good his stuff looked early in the game. Now, it didn't end up getting that deep. I think he gave up a hit in the sixth inning, but, that's just the kind of stuff that he has. He has great stuff, and he has brought it every single game. He has, like I said, never given up more than three runs in a start yet in his big league career.
Hmm. Well, so the Diamondbacks sort of on the bubble here. Maybe a good season, maybe not. 27 games. We've got 33 to go, and we'll see where it ends up. But I appreciate you being on. Tomorrow we get Luke Weaver, who had a good game his last time out. Health-wise, is Luke Weaver back, Steve?
Yeah, I think health-wise, he's been fine, and his fastball velocity is up. It just, for whatever reason, early in the season, he had trouble with that fourth inning, and then the Diamondbacks, it was his third start of the year, fourth start of the year, they decided to just to shut him down after the third inning, which was a little odd. He had a really dominant third inning, and they still took him out of the game. He's been better a little bit of late, and he's somebody they really need. If they're going to make a run, they need him to start pitching a little bit better. And something else just to keep an eye on today, Marty, I know you always, you know, like to talk about the game at hand. Tyler Anderson, left-hander. The Diamondbacks are 0-6 against left-handed starters this year. Last year they were at the top of the league, led the league in OPS against left-handed starters. This year they were 28th as of the other day. So
wow.
That's been a big Achilles heel for them.
All right, very good. Good insight. Steve, thanks so much as always. And believe it or not, I think we're going to talk to you next weekend as well as the Giants come down to Arizona. So take care, and I'm looking forward to seeing you as always.
Always a pleasure, Marty. Take care.
All right, that is Steve Gilbert, MLB.com. Always good to have Steve on. Always a good report. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.